Bit of a mixed day in the markets on Tuesday. You're listening to the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen with this market update. Mike Zuzulo joins us for our market wrap-up. He is with Global Commodity Analytics. And Mike, we had all the fireworks to start the week of the grains on Monday, led by soybeans. And then we came in here Tuesday and really just felt like a consolidation type of day, kind of a drifting day here around unchanged to slightly lower, Mike.
Yeah, I would agree with that, Jesse. I think the big thing that the market's probably trying to digest right now is, okay, we've taken these futures prices up sharply in soybeans. We had a 50 million bushel reduction in soybean exports on the WASDE report last Friday. We blew past that for the most part when we came back into this week's trade, and that was because we did see confirmed Chinese purchases and another confirmation of another just under 800,000 tons of Chinese purchases of U.S. soybeans announced this morning. So I think you're right. It was a consolidation and also I think a buy the rumor, sell the fact type mindset in futures. But I would also say the Pacific Northwest price and the cash market for soybeans hit a fresh high of $12.57. So the cash market is still kind of suggesting at this point there are more purchases coming, if you ask me. And I think the other thing that maybe we'll want to look at here as we close out the week especially is the South American weather is probably being pulled forward as a market factor. I think it's about 2 weeks earlier than normal, but it's moving from back burner to front burner, not just because of southern Brazil being dry and some planting progress numbers showing some slowness due to the dry weather and especially southern Brazil. But it sounds as though Argentina has gotten way too much of a good thing in the form of rain. Central Buenos Aires province, Rosario, has acknowledged that about 71 inches of rain year to date essentially equates to about 70% of that area's farmland idle and fallow. So I think the trade's got to recognize that in the midst of these bean purchases. So that's something probably we'll have to dig into more after we see export sales on Thursday.
What about weekly, as we're getting more of the USDA data rolling out now here in the last several days, we got weekly crop progress. I'm wondering if that had some effect on maybe holding down the wheat market a little bit here on Tuesday, Mike.
Yeah, I think it did. I think the weather patterns for the models, both the European and the GFS models, are suggesting a wetter bias for the Southern Plains, and also that getting from the hard red wheat belt into the soft red wheat belt as we get into the weekend and early next week. And I think that did take away the potential for the upside in the wheat because we did see Montana come through with winter wheat conditions, 29%, very poor. Oklahoma, 29%, Texas, 37%, very poor. That ended up creating a situation where the U.S. as a whole had 45% good to excellent conditions compared to 49% a year ago, Jesse. And so I think that being low, that much lower than last year at this time, certainly a surprise to me. And I think it probably could have been a little bit more transferred into price had it not been for those new moon weather model updates. And having said that, like South America, these models need to hold together with that rainfall by the end of the week, or I think the wheat might have to adjust prices accordingly.
How about in the livestock trade? Kind of mixed in cattle, some pressure in the hogs as well on Tuesday. What's your feeling as you look at the protein complex here early this week?
A bit of disappointment in the fat cattle market. We continue to hold around 225 for the cash fat, and yet we're trading at a $5 discount pretty regularly in December futures. I'm wondering if Wall Street and that market getting pretty wobbly and a more risk-off mindset on Wall Street isn't impacting the live cattle market. In feeders, it seemed like they were trading their own market, and it made sense because they probably had one eye on the corn market. But then they have the other eye on the November feeders, which are going off on the 21st. No feeders ending up on the day, still hitting around 340 on the close. And that compares to the soon-to-be lead month January feeders all the way down at 325. So you're talking about a $15 discount in the January feeders, wondering if that won't be added to as November goes off the board.
Any other final thoughts you'd share with folks as we take a look at the market trade here today? Again, fairly quiet, but still a lot of things out there, headlines and chart movements and more. There's still a lot at play here right now, Mike.
Very much play. We probably haven't looked it too hard at the USDA report yet because of some of these other more predominant factors, Jesse. Wednesday is macro day because Wednesday is Fed minutes day, and it's going to probably tell the market whether we're going to get another rate cut in December or not, and that's going to affect, I think, those macro commodities, and including the crude, including the dollar. So I'm going to kind of wipe off Wednesday as a major driver on supply-demand fundamentals, come back and hit it on Thursday.
All right. If folks want to reach out and have a conversation with you there at Global Commodity Analytics, Mike, what's the best way?
Best place is globalcomresearch.com. It's our website, globalcom with two M's, research.com. Sign up for a two-week free trial. Take a look at our 2026 product services all on that website.
And always remember that risk of trading futures and or options can be substantial. With that, Mike Zuzulo, Global Commodity Analytics, thanks for joining us on today's market wrap-up here on the American Ag Network.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a great day.
And we appreciate it. Once again, Mike Zuzulo with Global Commodity Analytics joining us here on today's market wrap-up. That's going to do it for this Tuesday, November 18th, here on the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.